It's me, your boy, Trent.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Tall Salads and Scrambled Eggs. I am Trent. Episode, shoot, I don't know, 30-something? I 30-something. Yeah, it's definitely episode 30-something. Don't know how long this episode is going to be. Just not sure. Also, I'm in my original recording area, aka my apartment. So there may be some random background noise and shit. Just ignore that, as you would have in the first couple episodes if you ever listened to the first couple episodes. If not, if you're new, hey, this will be your first time. Welcome. Anywho, welcome to this week's episode. Before I get into this week's topic, of course, I cannot, you know, bypass and act like I can't talk about coronavirus real quick. Gotta just get it out there, because everywhere you turn, you get on social media, you turn on the news, you go around the corner, you go anywhere, coronavirus. Got that Rona, that Coco. Coronavirus is the talk everywhere. It's getting everybody to wash their goddamn hands and wash their ass, as they should have been doing in the first place. But I'm trying not to go into a whole rant about coronavirus, because that's not what this show is about. But got to talk about it a little bit. It's pretty crazy. Like, you know, this isn't the first, like, you know, thing to pop up like this. This isn't the first pandemic or epidemic. I forget which one is the actual correct term. I want to say it's pandemic, but I could be wrong. Point is, this ain't the first time of something like this. There's been H1N1. There's been just a number of other times where we've had situations like this. While I do appreciate the precautions that are being taken, as far as, you know, NBA and all these things canceling their events, at least for the time being, until we figure things out. With active cases still happening, you know, I mean, you don't have too many deaths just yet, but even one death is too many. So you want to be safe. So you want to keep people safe. And so until there's more information available, until there's a way for everybody to go get tested quickly and expeditiously and, you know, for free, because obviously you start charging them for that kind of thing, that's going to create a whole nother problem in and of itself. But that goes into a whole different topic as well, healthcare wise. You want to make sure people are able to be safe. So, you know, of course, you have different places shut down. Many people's jobs are saying, hey, you know, work from home, or hey, we're shutting down until this gets figured out. So paid leave. Cool. And I think I saw something. I don't want to say it was, so don't quote me on this one. I believe it was, I want to say it was Ireland. Maybe I'm thinking about the wrong country. If it's even a, yeah. But there was a place that gave everybody their paid leave. Like, hey, stay your asses at home. Nobody's getting the coronavirus, so we're not spreading that shit. So everybody stay home. Everybody, you're going to get paid regardless. That would be great. But of course, you know, America. Greatest place on earth. Okay. So that's that. Trying to keep people safe. Even for me, being in school, my classes have been moved to online until, I just got an alert this morning. We have class, but it's going to be basically online until the beginning of April at the very least. Could extend longer depending on how this all shakes out, but for sure, for now, we're good until April. So that's interesting. Work-wise, I mean, I work in healthcare at present. I work in healthcare, so yeah, they're not closing work at all. Like, they're definitely not. Like, hospitals, urgent cares, doctor's offices, I mean, that's at their discretion, obviously. But hospitals, pharmacies, urgent care, things like that, they're not shutting down. Absolutely not, because you just can't. Those are emergency services. You need those things to remain open in these times. My only qualm about it is, what are the precautions being taken for healthcare workers? Because it appears to me, and maybe I'm tripping, maybe somebody else knows something that I don't, but it appears to me that people in healthcare, there's no contingency plan for us people in healthcare. That it's just like, hey, you know, y'all are helping people. That's your job. So do your job and okay, that's it. And there's no, what if one of us gets the coronavirus? What happens then? Nothing? No plan? No? Like, I think for me personally, yeah, one of our top tier people has to get coronavirus for our place of business to shut down and paid leave get in, put in and all that stuff. And well, it's an interesting line of thinking to go down. But like I said, this show ain't about that kind of thing. I just wanted to talk about it briefly because it's just everywhere you turn anyway. So I just wanted to not try to ignore it and be like, oh, we're not going to talk about coronavirus here. We're not going to talk about that Rona. Just whatever. Just take a few minutes to talk about it. But, you know, y'all be safe out there. Do the things you should have been doing in the first place anyways. Wash your ass. Wash, as the old folks say, wash your ass. You know, do the things you should have been doing regardless of a virus going around or not. Wash your ass, wash your hands after doing pretty much everything. Not everything, but you know, most shit, you need to be washing your hands. And don't touch your fucking face and eyes and shit all the time. Like, just don't. You don't need to do that all the time. Not necessary. I think that's that. So this week's episode, what did I want to talk about? This is a host of topics that I'm going to be going over the next few weeks, but I guess the most relevant right now that I wanted to talk about was this week's episode is bisexuality and upholding the patriarchy. Two different things, but two interesting things to discuss, in my opinion. So, like I said, don't know how long this episode's going to be. Could be a shorty. Could be my usual long ones. So, we'll see how much I talk. Let's go. So, bisexuality. Before we get into it, of course, we got to define it. Because just because I know what it is doesn't mean everybody knows what it is. Or everybody that will ever listen to this podcast ever will know what it is. So, let's break that down real quick. So bisexuality is a sexual orientation where one is attracted to both men and women. That's pretty much the definition of bisexuality. So that is when you, especially thinking about sexual orientation as a dichotomy, that either you like men or you like women. Of course, there is, in my opinion and in a lot of people's opinion, a sexual spectrum. Like that sex orientation and gender and all kinds of things live on a spectrum versus just being one or the other kind of thing, which I agree, especially with sexual orientation. There's definitely a spectrum. And when I say spectrum as far as sexual orientation, you have, to me, on one end, you probably have someone who is heterosexual, only attracted to the opposite sex. And then you have on the other end of that spectrum, someone who is homosexual, who is only attracted to their same sex. And then there's all kinds of things in between. There's bisexuality, there's pansexuality, there's demisexual. I said I was going to look up demisexual before I started recording. I did not. So fail on me. L for me. Hand me my L. But yeah, there's a lot of in between. That there are people who may like the same sex, but they dabble. You know what I mean? And then you have people who primarily like the same sex, but they dabble with the opposite sex every once in a blue moon, or they dabble with, you know, somewhere in between, like transsexual, like not transsexual, trans. They will dabble with trans. They will dabble with somebody else. They'll dabble with somebody who's trans. Somebody else who's, you know, just they're open, which is where pansexual comes from. Speaking of that, So while I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about in this episode, I couldn't help but be reminded of something that happened in a show that I actually love, by the way. So if you have Netflix or you are bumming off somebody else's Netflix, hopefully you've seen the joy that is Big Mouth. Like, oh my God, Big Mouth is such an awesome show. Like, I feel like, especially for me, somebody like me who really feels like people kind of skirt around the topic of sex and sexuality, I think Big Mouth, in a world that's primarily like that, Big Mouth is like that whole, oh, we gonna talk about this shit. And so it kind of does. It kind of does explore a lot of topics that a lot of shows seem to be afraid to go towards, that they might dance around it. They might have introduced it recently, but Big Mouth is centered around this whole thing about talking about the interplay of hormones and those feelings you're dealing with as you're growing up as a teenager, as a preteen, puberty, all that good stuff. Like all the things that happen, all the different situations you may find yourself in and trying to figure out as a person, on usually on your own, but you know, and even different parenting styles that you see different parenting styles. Like you have certain kids' parents like super strict about the stuff and not really talking about it. And then you have certain parents that are just open and will sit at the dinner table and talk about labias and penises and vaginas at the dinner table while passing the roles. You know what I mean? But before I get too deep off into just the wonderfulness of Big Mouth, there was something in season two, or considered season two, that they did that kind of threw me off before we dive back into bisexuality, because I know I'm on a tangent and I'm on a little rant, but I felt it was relevant that, you know, in season two of Big Mouth, like season one even, they introduced a bisexual character. Slowly but surely, they introduced a bisexual character. I believe it was Jay. His kid lives in kind of a shitty home. His family's kind of shitty towards him. And he basically discovers that he likes men and women. Like he discovers he likes male and female alike, that it doesn't matter to him. But finding that out, it freaked him out, because I feel like the house that he was coming up in, you know, his brothers and all of them were very like, you know, man and masculine, and you know, I like women, that's all I like, you know, so toxic masculinity and all that good junk. So anyways, season two, they introduced a pansexual character. So pansexual, as far as I know, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong, if you hear this episode and I'm giving out misinformation, please correct me somewhere. As far as I know, pansexual means you're attracted. You ain't got no type. People is what your ass like and shit. So basically you don't care, man, woman, trans, whatever, you like the person. If you're attracted to the person, you're attracted to the person. You don't care if they're a man, you don't care if they're a woman, you don't care if they're in between, you don't care what it is. As long as they're a person, great, cool. Let's see what's going on here. And that's, you know, that's cool. That's, I have no problem with that. Thing is, my problem with Big Mouth introducing a pansexual character, they didn't really distinguish it from a bisexual person, because the thing is, because there were no trans characters introduced, it kind of made it seem like this was just another character that liked men and women alike. Like, that's exactly how it looked. Like, if I didn't know what a pansexual, what the definition of pansexual was, and I didn't know about trans and all that, I would think that pansexual was another way to say bisexual, which it is not. It is not. Bi and pan do not equal each other. Bi is man, woman. That's it. Pan is everything. All. Believe pan by itself is supposed to mean all or something like that. So anyways, point is, I didn't like that they introduced a pansexual character without the right environment set ahead of it, that they didn't introduce a trans character to where it'd be like, oh, I like men, oh, I like women, oh, I like trans as well, let's, you're a person, right, I like you, let's go for it. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't really do that. So they didn't, I don't think they used the full potential of introducing a pansexual character. Maybe they're going to set that up for season 3 and maybe they'll rectify that there. But as of right now, I feel like it was just introduced in a hurry just to introduce another aspect. Which, you know, it's, they could have done better with it. But anyways, I digress, as I tend to. Let's get back to what we were talking about, bisexuality. So I defined it, and so what I really want to talk about, and I feel like I may have already talked about it before, or I may have mentioned it briefly in another episode, but this week, talking about bisexuality, we're talking about that double standard. Now, what double standard do I mean? So, you know, life, they're in a couple of different ways, there are different double standards that are upheld in society as a whole. For example, one big one that's upheld, and I don't know if it's, you know, if I could say it's still accurate, but I probably would say so, that, you know, for if a man decides he's going to have sex with a lot of different women, he's a player. He's a, you know, he's sowing his oats. He's just, you know, boys being boys, men being men. Da, 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 da. It's not really frowned upon by most. It's frowned upon by some, obviously, but it's not frowned upon by as many. Versus a woman, you know, out here having sex with a lot of different men, she a hoe. She's a skank. She's a this, she's a that, she's a whatever. She's a million negative ass things under the sun. She is to be reprimanded and shamed mercilessly. That's a double standard that has been something over the course of life. The double standard in bisexuality, this is probably one of the, as I often say, this is one of the few double standards that works against men, because most double standards, as far as anything involving gender, usually is more harmful for women. Women get the short end of the stick, usually. But for this particular aspect of gender and sexuality and all that, men get the short end of the stick on this one. So what double standard am I talking about? I'm talking about the double standard, basically, of women being able to explore their sexuality more freely without necessarily being labeled. What does that all mean? Let's just break it down. So, and me being 31, about to be 32 this year, I've definitely seen this happen before, that I've, you know, I've met women who have, you know, been in situations where they've, you know, they've sampled vagina, they've, you know, kissed a girl once or twice, or had their pussy eaten by a woman once or twice, and here and there, and they'll, you know, if that woman says, hey, you know, I mean, I've tried it, you know, once in college, you know, or I was in this situation, it just kind of happened, and I didn't really like it. It really wasn't my thing. So, you know, I mean, I tried it, but it wasn't my thing. If a woman says that on average and says, but I'm straight, everybody's like, okay, yeah, you're straight, girl. You don't like women. That's cool. You've tried it and you didn't like it. You're straight. Great. That's exactly where the conversation ends. Bing, bang, boom, done. However, when it comes to men, and, you know, somebody might listen to this and debate me about it, but I'm just saying from my life perspective, from what I've actually seen in my own life of meeting so many different people, that if a man does something like that, if a man, you know, happens to mention, hey, you know, I, you know, once in college, I may have had my dick sucked by a guy, you know, whatever, and it really wasn't my thing. It didn't do anything for me, so, you know, I never did it again. More than a few women. Now, this isn't one of those situations where it's just, oh, one woman says this and now everybody thinks it. No. More than one woman has said this and would probably agree, whether right or wrong, quote unquote, that, you know, if that man says that to them, they're out. They're absolutely out. They're like, no, that nigga's gay. That nigga's bisexual. I don't like that shit. I don't want no man that has touched a dick. He gay. That nigga's gay. That nigga's bisexual. I don't fuck with that. So, where the double standard comes in is that, basically, whereas on one end you have the woman who experimented or, you know, tried out vagina and realized she didn't like it, And she says she's straight. She's straight. That nobody really argues that. Nobody really tries to say, oh, nah, girl, you bi. You did. Nuh-uh. They just say she's straight and we move on. That a guy does that even once, he's often labeled gay. Not even just straight bisexual. Usually that nigga is labeled straight gay. That man does not get a chance to be straight anymore. As a matter of fact, for a lot of people, they would say, oh, the moment he touched that dick, he became gay. In my eyes, like, that's what a lot of people would say. That's not correct, technically. That is not actually correct, but that is what you'd be surprised how many women for sure take that view, that they're like, oh no, once he's touched a dick once, he ain't touching me. That's just how it goes. And the funniest thing to think about is, if we want to really talk about it, it was the first time I feel like it was ever brought up, like, actual factual, let's talk about this, was Insecure season one. I believe it was Molly's character comes across this guy. Her and the guy are having an amazing time. They're having a blast. The sex is good. You know, everything is just great. And then one day they're having a discussion about, you know, college and all this other stuff. And, you know, he mentions that, you know, he tried a little peen. He tried some peen while he was in college. He didn't really like it. It really wasn't his thing. He just tried it, didn't like it, moved on. As soon as he mentioned that to her, she just instantly was turned off. She just backed away, walked away, started ignoring him, started, you know, just like, nah, I'm not into him anymore because he's touched the penis, so he's gay. He's not even straight. He's gay. And then it became a conversation between Molly and Issa and her girls, and it's like half of them were like, hey, you know, he experimented once. That doesn't make him gay. That just means he experimented, as people do. He said he didn't like it. He's not gay. Other half were like, oh, nah. The moment he touched the dick, he's gay. He's gay. That's it. Game over. Not even bisexual. He's gay. But either way, they'll say that that's pretty much the general consensus, at least what I've seen in life anyway, is that you have some women on one end of the spectrum saying, hey, you know, he was just experimenting. Cool, great. That's his business. He's straight. If he says he's straight and he hasn't done it since that one time many, many years ago. But then you have other women on the other end that will say, hey, the moment he touched that dick, he became bisexual. He became gay permanently. Like, that's it. There's no fluidity in that. And that's fucked up. It is fucked up, as all their double standards tend to be. That's fucked up. But it's how society tends to handle it, especially in the Black community. Like I said, you may disagree with me, but I'm going off of my own experiences. From what I've seen and heard and discussed with other people, that's generally how it goes. Either a woman is okay with it because she's open-minded and that's just how she is, or she's just like, no, the moment you touch a dick, you're gay. The end. The moment you touch a dick, you're bisexual and I don't want nothing to do with you. The end. And so this became the reason this became a whole big discussion on social media or in the media at all. There's a show on Netflix, Love is Blind, I believe is the name of the show, where people are dating blindly, I guess. They're not able to see the person that they're dating or whatever. They're just getting to know them through. I haven't watched the show, actually, so if I'm not correct in how this show is set up, please forgive me. Maybe I'll watch it over the next week or so, and so I can really understand. If I need to correct myself on the next episode, I will. But as far as I can gather, basically these people are dating blindly, getting to know each other via conversations and shit, and then they decide if they're going to get engaged or not. And somewhere in the point of deciding they're going to be engaged, one couple, black couple, we're talking to each other, and I guess at some point the guy mentioned that he was bisexual. And once he mentioned that, the girl was not happy with that. She was not happy with that at all. And arguments ensued, and I guess they didn't work out because she was like, no, I'm not dating no bisexual guy. You lied to me and da da da. So then it became this whole explosive argument online. The problem with having this kind of conversation about this kind of topic online is that, you know, people can quickly, and I do mean quickly, take things out of proportion or out of context, and you suddenly have a whole completely different argument than what the actual conversation is about. That you'll have one person talking about it in one set of circumstances and another person talking about it in a completely different set of circumstances, and those two opinions clashing, and it's like you two aren't even having the same conversation, but because this person wants to take offense or shove their opinion down your throat, they're going to argue you down, even though y'all might not be talking about the same thing. So it became this argument of people being homophobic and biphobic versus somebody's preference to not date a bisexual man or woman. So I think that's where the problem comes in. Like, you do have people out here who are actually homophobic, who are actually biphobic. And when I think of homophobic or biphobic people, I'm thinking of somebody who has a general disgust and hate for somebody being bisexual or gay or lesbian, that they have a large disgust and hate for those people just because they like what they like. Like, that is what I think of when I think of phobic anything, like hating something just intensely. And when it comes to sexuality, when we're talking about phobics, I think of people who are phobic in the sense of they have that intense hate has to be there, and has to be an intense hate just because it's not your preference. That it's not your preference, so it's wrong, it's evil, it's hate you, and you hate it, and you hate it to the core. That so bad that anybody who is that, you're trying to change them. You're saying that if they don't want to change, that they're a terrible person, and so on and so forth. That's what I think of when I think of somebody being biphobic or homophobic. When I think of somebody saying they have a preference that they don't want to date someone that's bisexual, that sounds like a preference. That doesn't sound like they have any towards of hate, any kind of hatred towards bisexual people or homosexual people. Or in this case, bisexual people. That they don't have a hate or disgust for anybody being bisexual, but they don't want to date someone who is bisexual. It's just their preference. I think there is a distinct difference between those two, being biphobic and having a preference not to date bisexual person. Because I think there's all kinds of preferences in the world. There's a preference of somebody saying, hey, I would prefer not to date somebody who doesn't eat vagina. Or I prefer not to date somebody who doesn't suck a dick. Or I don't prefer to date somebody who wants to have sex before marriage. These are all preferences. These are not like, oh, I hate somebody who, if somebody says they are the opposite of those things, or they like the opposite of those things, that they're a terrible person, I don't like them, they should burn in hell, and all that kind of stuff. Like, to me, once you get to that era, that's where we're talking about phobias. But when you just have somebody saying, nah, I prefer not to date somebody that feels that way, that's your preference. Just like you have a preference for almost everything in existence, you can have a preference for who you date or who you choose not to date. I guess the question that really comes up with this is someone being bisexual, do they have an obligation to tell the person that they decide to date? I would say so. Honestly, I would say yes. Whether you agree with that or not, that's your business. But my personal thought on it, yes, I believe that if you are bisexual, if you are attracted to both men and women, you do have an obligation to say that to whom it is you decide to date. That if you are on, if you were to be on dating websites or something like that, where they give you the option to say if you're straight, gay, lesbian, bisexual, that if you like men and women alike, you should put that you are bisexual. You should not say that you are straight or that you are strictly lesbian or you're strictly gay, because that would be lying. That would be dishonest. So to me, that's where the problem comes in for me. That's where you will get me riled up and rah, rah, rah going in, if you're being dishonest. Now, like I said, I haven't seen the particular episode. I haven't seen the show yet, so I don't know exactly how this shook out and sifted out. So maybe I'll briefly touch on it next week once I've actually watched the show, hopefully, and really get a deep understanding of what actually went down. But from what I can gather from what I've seen clips wise and what people have discussed, to me, it's a different. It's one thing if homeboy played the whole time like he was straight. Like if it was at any point in time asked, you know, was he straight, or what his sexual orientation was, and he said that he was straight, and then boom, later on he says he's bisexual. That's dishonesty. I'm not here for dishonest people. Period, point blank. I'm just, or people being dishonest, because there's a difference between a dishonest person and a person who is dishonest, who is exhibiting dishonesty, and a dishonest person. They're not too far off from each other, but you know, everybody lies at some point in time. We've talked about this before, omitting lies and so on and so forth. But you know, in any case, I'm kind of going into all over the place, so let me focus. So I don't know how it came up to that he mentioned that he was bisexual, or maybe it wasn't mentioned at all. Like maybe it wasn't something that was mentioned, and then as they're having conversation after they get engaged or whatever, he mentions that he's bisexual, and then that's where it all goes to shit, because he's like, you didn't mention that shit before. That would have been something to say. But it's like, I guess that goes to another question, which is, does somebody have the obligation to say that they're bisexual if it's never asked? Now that one, I mean, that's kind of a noodle scratcher, because I feel like, I don't know if that's something you just necessarily have to blurt out and just be, I'm bisexual. Like, I don't know if that's, and if it doesn't come up in conversation, I'm not really sure there's a way to bring that up randomly without it just being like, okay, why'd you bring this up? Like, you know what I mean? Like, my answer to should somebody be obligated to say that shit if they're not asked directly about it? I don't know. You have to get back to me on that one, honestly, because I don't know if you're obligated to say that if nobody ever asks you. Like, if y'all are getting to know each other and that person doesn't ask about your sexual orientation, which is not something I think people ask, honestly. I don't think people, while they're trying to ask all kinds of stuff, your favorite color, your favorite food, what do you do for fun, what's your family structure like, what happened in your last relationship, do you like sex, all that kind of stuff. I rarely ever hear anybody mention to ask about sexual orientation. They just assume, hey, you like me, you must like women, or hey, you like me, you must like men, so that's good enough for me. And they don't ask deeper into what would you say your sexual orientation is. A lot of people don't ask that, quite frankly. So to me, if you don't ask it, it's one of those, is it something even worth mentioning? I don't know. Like, to me, because I'm like, if you're dating a woman and it never comes up in conversation, are you obligated to say something? I don't know. Not for that. For that, I don't know. But I digress. Again, I'll watch the show later and I will hopefully have a more definite answer. Maybe. I might not. You know, I don't have to have an answer to everything. I'm not beholden to y'all. I'm just here. Just like y'all. So anyways, there's definitely a difference between somebody being biphobic versus having a preference to not date a bisexual man or woman. Like, there's definitely a difference. And I feel like those two camps of people clashed online and got each other's panties in a bunch, so to speak. And it wasn't even necessary. Like, folks was quick to come for people talking about, oh, you're biphobic, like you hate bisexual people and you don't even have a reason to, another woman might be like, just because I choose not to want to date a bisexual person, that's makes me biphobic? Because to me, I'm like, somebody who has, like I said, just to kind of end off this section of the episode, you know, your preference is saying, hey, you live and let live. You, if that's what you like and that's what you do, great, cool. I'm not here to get in your way or stop you from doing that. But if that's your view, I don't want to date you. That's my preference. That's my decision. And it is their preference and their decision. Simple as that. But, you know, people online, things escalate very quickly. Like, you post something online, depending on what it is, it can escalate into insanity very fast. It can go downhill for you very, very fast. So, yeah, this is a conversation that definitely needs to be had in person, roundtable style kind of thing. But online probably isn't the best place to have it, because you just, so much room for misunderstanding and confusion and craziness, and room for people to misunderstand and misconstrue stuff quickly. So, you know, bisexuality, I don't see a problem with it personally. Me, I'm like, hey, you love who you love, you like who you like, you're attracted to who you're attracted to. Do you, be honest with people if it comes up in conversation, and live in your truth, and, you know, keep an open mind. And I say keep an open mind because, as I said, this episode is twofold. It's not just about bisexuality. It's about upholding the patriarchy. And so I think if we're going to talk about that whole double standard situation, we would have to talk about, or at least go over, the situation of situations where, you know, we talk, like one of my very first episodes was talking about toxic masculinity, and something that, and when you say toxic masculinity, you would think, oh, only that means that this is something men are the only ones that are doing it. Wrong. It is very much so possible for a woman to hold up patriarchy. I'm not saying she has to like patriarchy overall, but it is possible for a woman, inadvertently or not, to be upholding certain pieces of patriarchy or upholding toxic masculinity. But we'll come to that in the next section. You know, we're going to take a small break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about it. So, you know, you're listening to Tossed Salads and Scrambled Eggs. And we're back. We are back to this week's episode of Tossed Salads and Scrambled Eggs. This week's episode, bisexuality and upholding the patriarchy. So in the last segment, we talked about, you know, we defined bisexuality, talked a little bit about big mouth and pansexuality, but not going that deep into it, just talking about them introducing pansexual character without really using it to its full potential. And then the whole double standard of basically a woman being able to have a little bit more fluidity in exploring her sexuality over the course of life and not being labeled lesbian or straight off top, that she was, a woman is a little bit more free to explore her sexuality without being labeled a lesbian for life if she explores with vagina and women for even any amount of time and then decides she just doesn't like it, isn't into it, will not date or have sex with women anytime going forward, and she says she's straight, she's straight. Whereas a man cannot necessarily do that all the time. Now, I'm not saying that applies always, but societally speaking, it's more acceptable for a woman to explore that than a man, at least in my opinion, at least from my viewpoint, from the things I've seen over the course of life. So we talked about all that. But at the end, I started talking about this whole upholding the patriarchy. What is the patriarchy? So patriarchy, the best way, I'm going to define it in my own words, because it's something that you hear, it's a term you hear all the time, over and over and over and over and over. Basically, patriarchy is just that, the definition of patriarchy, as far as I can think of it really quickly, is just how basically a patriarchy is a situation where the men are in charge. The men are in charge, the women, and the men have the power, whereas the women don't necessarily have the power, or they have much less power. And in most cases, as far as toxic masculinity and patriarchy and talking about all that, primarily this is perpetrated by men. However, we would be bereft if we didn't talk about women who uphold the patriarchy. You'd be like, what? What do you mean women hold up the patriarchy? How can women hold up patriarchy? Oh, yeah, but you can. But women can, for sure. So, you know, a lot of, you have a lot of different type of people out there in the world. You have a lot of different type of people who have a lot of different types of opinions. And, you know, we all have our own cultures, our own upbringings. And, you know, how you're raised is usually not necessarily how you're going to turn out, but it has, it does inform how you're going to, how you could possibly turn out. And if you, I feel like it is a very real possibility that a woman being raised at any point by a man who up, who, as someone might put it, upholds the patriarchy and exhibits toxic masculinity, if you're raised by a man who does this sort of thing, that you could potentially become a woman who upholds some of these things of the patriarchy. That, you know, I feel like part of the whole patriarchy and toxic masculinity thing is that, you know, there are a number of things that I've definitely been a witness to and seen women get on men for doing that are not, you know what I mean? Like, one of the, I guess the best example I can give of this to kind of make some sense of it, if I'm not making any sense at the moment, is would be just how you decide to label somebody as gay or bisexual, how you decide to label a man bisexual or gay. That the actual, we went over the definitions, that a homosexual male is a male who does, who is romantically attracted to and or engages in sexual activity with men. That's what being gay is all about. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Being bisexual means you like both men and women alike. Not one over the other necessarily, just you like both of them. You know, and, you know, the one of the things that you have in society is that whole notion of the moment. And I mean, the, like, you have this notion of just, if you look on, if you engage in social media or engage with people in general, people, there is a host of people that are quick to label any number of activities or thoughts gay. That if you think like this, you gay. If you do this particular activity, you gay. Up to a certain point that it's gotten so ridiculous that it almost, like, of course, to an exaggeratory point, but it's to the point where you have basically, if you breathe a little too hard, you gay. Like, people are quick to try to label something gay. Or, you know, you do this, you gay. I mean, that goes back to probably the toxic masculinity episode, where I was talking about, you know, that time period of life back in the, I want to say, late 90s, mainly 2000, early 2000s, where everybody, every 5 seconds was saying, no homo, no homo, no homo to everything, to every little thing. Like, you say a certain thing, no homo, you know, like, every 5 seconds. Like, men weren't the only one doing that shit. Like, women also were engaging in that kind of shit. Maybe there were a lot, way more men doing it, but there were definitely women upholding that shit. So when we're talking about upholding the patriarchy, upholding toxic masculinity, you are talking about women who are, sometimes they're doing it to, you know, put themselves in a better spot in the eyes of men. That definitely happens, definitely has happened, that definitely is happening, and definitely may continue to happen in the future. And, but that's not in all cases, but sometimes that's the reasoning behind it, whether inadvertently or not. And then sometimes, just like I said, it's upbringing, that if you're, that's the culture you brought up around, that's you know, you X, Y, and Z makes you gay versus just, hey, if it's a male activity with a male, then it's gay. That's it. And I guess something in the realm of that would be anal play, that just the way anal play may have been introduced to you, that, you know, a lot of people feel that, you know, if a man is interested in having his anal region played with or licked or anything like that, he's gay. If he's into being pegged, he must be gay. No, that's not how that works. If it has to, it's for an activity or for a person to be correctly, a man to be correctly labeled as gay, it has to be an activity with another man. If it's not with another man, it's not gay. Like, but the thing is, the way many of us were brought up, or the way maybe certain things have been introduced into our world, it's, it's kind of given, sometimes it's given the impression, or it was introduced as, this particular activity, if you like it, only people that should be interested in these things are somebody who's gay or bisexual. And that's, if that's what you're introduced to, if that's what everyone around you is shaking their head and agreeing about, that's what you're going to come to believe. And then when somebody tries to tell you differently, you're going to argue them down, because you're going to be like, nah, that's not how that works, man. This is how it's always been. And just because that's the way something's always been doesn't mean it's correct. Wow, I just thought about what I just said. That's kind of big. Like, think about that. That just because something has always been a certain way, just because that's how you were brought up, doesn't mean it's correct. Think about that. Think about that long and hard. That we are brought up with all kinds of things, culturally speaking, religiously speaking, family speaking, that we are brought up with a lot of wrong shit. We're brought up with a lot of misinformation. And because that's all we know, for many of us, that's what is law. That's what is the damn thing. Like, that's what it is. So, you know, just because that's what you know to be as law in your world doesn't make it correct, ever. It just means that's what you know. That's what you know to be correct. That doesn't mean it is actually correct. But yeah, like, if we're gonna talk about this, it's a little uncomfortable, because you'd be like, why would women hold up any part of patriarchy? Men are terrible. On average, yeah, men can be pretty awful. On average. I'm not saying that means every single man walking this earth is a terrible human being. We don't do blanket statements here. A lot of guys do some terrible shit or have terrible ways that they need to really do some self-evaluation and fix about themselves. Myself included. I'm not perfect. I don't ever claim to be perfect. You ever hear me say I'm perfect? You tell me you're a lying sack of shit and you should shut up and stop lying. Because nobody walking this earth, man, woman, or otherwise, is perfect. We all make our mistakes. We all have our own fucked up ways and shitty things about us and shitty things we believe in that we need to change our way of thinking. We need to change our cognitions. But more to the point of, you know, upholding the patriarchy, there are certain things that happen. There are certain activities that uphold patriarchy, that uphold these, the things that would fall under toxic masculinity, the things that, you know, keep up this whole idea that certain things are masculine, certain things are feminine. If you do this, you must be gay. Or if you don't do this, you're not a man, kind of idea. That whole idea of, you know, a guy who may not be that into sports, or like I mentioned earlier just now, anal play. Or if you don't like this particular activity, or you do this activity in a certain way, you must not be straight, or you must not like women, or whatever. And it's like, people correlate a lot of things to other things that don't correlate at all, that there's no correlation between this and this, or this activity and your sex and your sexual orientation. Like, there are so many things that are correlated with one another that one has absolutely nothing to do with the other. And we have to be clear about that. We actually have to be very clear about that. You know, just to the point that we now joke online about how basically if you enjoy, like somebody said the other day, it's like now somebody made a, hopefully they were joking, but they may not have been, sadly enough. It was some guy that said some shit about, if you in here enjoying food and really just getting into food like that, you must be gay. I'm like, are you stupid? Like, you're gay for liking food? Like, isn't food a basic necessity for life? And in wanting delicious food is gay now? Nigga, if that's gay, then nigga, I is what I is, because I love food. Like, are you kidding me? As soon as I finish this podcast episode, I'm about to get some food. Nigga, hungry. But anyways, I digress. Point is, every little thing can't be gay. Depending on who you ask, there's a long list. Ask certain people, they'll tell you, well, there's a long list of stuff that if you do this or you don't do this, you're gay. Like, these are very misinformed people and probably somewhat awful people. That's not for me to judge, but you know, we're all a little judgy in some form or fashion. And, well, if you think that X, Y, and Z makes you gay other than activities with a male, then, yeah, I may think you're a little awful, but that's my opinion, and that's, you know, it is what it is. But the point is, it's interesting to just think that, you know, it's not just men holding this up, because, you know, it's one thing if that was the case, but there are definitely women in existence that, possibly because of upbringing or just cultural differences, will uphold that stuff, that will uphold those same ideas, that they'll say, oh, men are so closed-minded and da-da-da-da-da. Some of the, even if it's not you upholding all areas of toxic masculinity and patriarchy, you're upholding some dynamic of this whole structure, this whole power structure. You're upholding a part of it by saying, by agreeing with men on some fuck shit. Because if it's fuck shit where you're saying incorrect information and you're saying that's what it is because this is what I constitute as a man. If you're not doing this, I don't classify you as a man kind of thing. Then you're a little piece of the problem. You may not be a big part of the problem, but you're a part of the problem of, you know, getting of us as a society, getting to a place where people are free to explore life, free to explore life without being labeled something or being called something or being mercilessly shamed or embarrassed or teased or made fun of for just exploration, for trying out new things and figuring out exactly what it is they want in life and having a different way of doing something. Because I feel like a good chunk of that list of made up stuff that people come up with to say if you're doing this or not doing this, you're gay or you're not gay or whatever, I feel as though there are a number of people, there's a number of things on that list that are just like just a different way of doing things or a different way of getting things done or enjoying things. And it's like it's being listed under an imaginary list that somebody decided to come up with. And I think that's stupid, but, you know, I think a lot of things are stupid, but I digress. I think that's really all I had with that. I mean, I can't really take that conversation any farther unless I was like, that's more of a roundtable discussion, to be honest. That is more of a conversation to continue if I have different people with those different opinions in the same room, that you have someone who, you have a woman who believes certain things make a man and stuff that has nothing to do with one another. And then you have a woman who pretty much feels like a man, if he has a penis and he's a man, he's a man. Like, if that's what that man says he is, then he's a man. That's as far as it goes. Having those two different opinions in the same room, now we can have a full-blown conversation about it. But outside of that, I think I've taken that as far as I could possibly take it. So, like I said, this may be quite a bit shorter episode, but I did want to get something out for y'all this week. I'm on spring break next week, and I'm also going to be hanging out with my girl and her daughter, so I will be chilling. I might record an episode then, I might not. So y'all might get a new one next week, or y'all might get a week break, and then I'll be right back at it the week after. Either way, I hope y'all enjoy this week's episode, as short as it looks like it's going to be. I hope you enjoyed it. You know, if you happen to enjoy this episode, or, you know, maybe if you didn't like this episode, maybe there's, you know, you want to try maybe another episode, maybe a longer episode. You're welcome to do so. You know, if you did like the episode, share with friends. You know, if you listen to me on Apple, give me 5 stars, leave a comment. I love reading comments. If you have any constructive criticism, send that my way too. I like to, you know, I want to do better. I want to keep going with this because I intend on keeping going with this forever and doing different styles of it, interviewing, sex workers, interviewing porn stars, interviewing whoever I can fucking interview within the realm of sexuality and relationships and all that. And maybe as the opportunity presents, roundtable discussions about shit like this, about bisexuality and upholding the patriarchy and toxic masculinity and whatever. You know what I mean? I'm here for that shit. That's what I live for, that kind of shit. So, hope you like this week's episode. I'm about to go get something to eat. It's gonna be delicious as fuck. Yes, queen, yes. I don't ever say queen, yes, and all that. I will say some good ass food. Yes, yes, give it to me. Give it to me now. So yeah, but anyways, hope y'all enjoyed this week's episode. I will talk to y'all soon. Y'all be safe out here with this coronavirus shit. Wash your hands, wash your ass, the shit you should have been doing in the first place. I'll talk to you later. Peace.